the deal.
Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Say, hey,
and I don't know what Johnny Rudolph is doing back in the studio now. This is completely different. Is this country? Is this Conway Twitty?
This is unbelievably good music.
Yeah, this is
I don't know what it is.
Hank, there you
Hank
go.
Williams.
Hey, good looking. Request and dedication line. Hey, if you have a medical question for Dr. Rick Lehman, we can take phone calls. Quickly, in this final segment, if you are dealing with an injury like myself, somebody in your household, maybe a family member is dealing with an injury, you have a question for Dr. Lehman, get your free medical advice and get it in right now. 855-282-8255.
And next week, you know, I mean, we're here every Wednesday. So if you have a question, try to hit us early.
Hit us on Twitter.
And hit us on, or hit us on Twitter or our website, and we'll go through your questions. And, you know, free medical advice, can't beat it, especially if you got a sports problem.
I agree. 855-282-8255. Before we get to the Mediterranean diet, I'll be with Martin on Martin Kilcoyne's show tomorrow. He won't be there because he's in Canton, Ohio for Kurt Warner. You have any thoughts on Kurt Warner?
Well, personally, I think Kurt Warner, I know him pretty well. I know his wife pretty well. And I would say that Kurt Warner is one of the greatest human beings.
He really
beings.
Is. Some people fake it.
No, he's a great human being.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. And I think his story when they won the
Unrivaled.
Super Bowl. Unbelievable.
Yes.
And he's taken two teams to the dance. And personally.
I think he went to the Super Bowl three times, right?
Yeah, but he took
two different teams. Yeah.
Which I don't know. I'm sure it's been done, but. Not frequently.
No.
You know,
Peyton Manning, you know, he's like one of the only – I'm trying to think of guys who I remember who have done it with two different teams.
Again, it's got to be a short list. So basically, you know, you're talking about a character guy, a guy who was upstanding. Everybody thought he was washed up. He left the Rams. And the next thing you know, he shows up in Arizona and he's a superstar.
Yeah.
So, you know, I couldn't be happier for the guy.
No, either could I. And I hope there's a good turnout for him in Canton for the – Hall of Fame induction ceremony. A lot of St. Louis media obviously heading out there. This is where, like, you know, I don't know about you or a lot of other people out there. You know, I'm not crying about the Rams leaving. It really hasn't been a difficult transition for myself, even though I enjoyed going out there and watching practice, especially this time of year during training camp. I love going to training camp. I love Sunday football, having a home team to follow and, you know, And to be around on a daily basis, that was fun. But this is where it gets hard. Not the fact that the Rams are gone in Los Angeles, but when Kurt Warner is going into the Hall of Fame and there's no longer a team here to celebrate it.
I agree, and that's terrible. And it does hurt because, you know, there would be a lot of hoopla and a lot of partying going on because you get, you know, a Hallmark guy into the Hall. And I remember, you know, when Orlando went in and you know, it's just very good for a city, but it's not good for a city with no team.
It's more awkward probably for Orlando than it will be for Kurt because Orlando played his whole career here outside of the last, what, year, maybe 2 years of Chicago with the Bears. But, you know, that's the thing about, like, these guys, Orlando Pace and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and these guys. They don't even have it. Like, they can go out to L.A., obviously, if they want to go to training camp, probably hang out on the sidelines, do whatever they want. But they don't have that relationship with the fan base out there. You know, Isaac obviously played a year there, maybe 2 years there before he came to St. Louis, so maybe he does a little bit, but certainly it's not the same here. And even the fringe guys, like a James Laurinaitis, who's among the most overrated players in the history of St. Louis football. but Steven Jackson, I mean, those type of guys who don't have – they spent virtually their entire career with one team.
Correct.
And they can't – they don't have that connection with the fan base that they played in front of all those years – once their career is over. You know, so I feel bad for those guys.
I agree, and I think that's terrible. And you know, they don't, you know, they've lost that whole ability to come back and, you know, like you said, help the team and be a spokesman for the team.
And be a part of the community.
Exactly.
There's no reason for them to come back. I mean, there's nothing going on. There's no football team here. But it's different for Warner because of his relationship that he has in Arizona with the Arizona Cardinals and with that community. He lives there. So I would imagine you're going to see far more representation from Arizona than you're going to see from St. Louis. That's just my guess. I hope it's not true. But I'm looking forward to seeing Brenda, who's going to introduce him. and hearing what Kurt has to say for his Hall of Fame induction speech. All right, Dr. Lehman, only a couple minutes left here on this edition of Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC, live from the Slider House. Real quick, 1 minute. Charlie Tuna's going to have to wait. Tell Tuna 2 or 3 minutes. I don't know if we'll get out of here in one. Hey, I don't know if we'll get out of here in 1 minute or not. But the Mediterranean diet, good or bad? Is it a fad? What is it?
Well, I think anything that you can do the rest of your life is not a fad, and you can do the Mediterranean diet. Fish, oil, a little bit of alcohol, nuts, whole grains, low, you know, you don't need a whole lot of heavy fatty foods, and I think that the Mediterranean diet's a good diet. Now, it's interesting that you have to eat good quality fish and good quality foods on the Mediterranean diet, and sometimes that gets a little bit expensive. So that would be my only knock on the Mediterranean diet. But I think if you can do it the rest of your life, or it's not a fad where you can do it for 2 weeks, but after that you blow yourself up, I think the diet works.
Okay, so quickly, what is the diet? What are you eating? You said fish. You said healthy nuts. What else? What are you eating on a daily basis?
Well, basically, when you're eating the Mediterranean
grape
diet,
grape leaves,
lots of vegetables,
hummus, tahini.
You can eat all that
falafels.
Stuff.
Falafels.
Fruit, whole grains. Falafel is fine. You limit red meat. You don't eat butter. You eat olive oil. And you can drink some red wine. But you got to stay away from heavy meats, and you stay away from big-time carbs. You don't eat a lot of bread. You don't eat bread. You know, all the carbs you eat are complex, whole grains. And basically, you know, it's a kind of diet. Like people say eat fruits and vegetables. It's fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, okay. I was just trying to see what the actual diet was for the Mediterranean diet. And we can get into that, obviously, at length in a future edition of Sports Medicine here live at the Slider House, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. Another fun hour, Doc. I appreciate it, as always.
Welcome back.
We'll do it again next week. Absolutely. It's great to be back after taking a week off last week. How was Dr. Staley last week?
Dr. Staley was great. You know, he's rocking and rolling with this new Cooley procedure for knee pain, and we talked about that. And I got to tell you, he's just a good friend and a very loyal guy and a great doctor.
Yeah, and he's very, very good, very knowledgeable. There's no question about that. All right, for Matt here on site, we appreciate all your help. For Johnny Rudolph back in studio, thanks for doing everything you did to get us on and off the air here and get our spots playing and keep us on track here on this edition of Sports Medicine. And, of course, Hockey Sense brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and Gateway Buick GMC. My boy Charlie Tuna takes care of you for the next 2 hours here on 590 The Fan KFNS. Have a great night, St. Louis.
Have a great night.
Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn bring you the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Very nice.
And,